stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Hart?
Here.
Commissioner Mello?
Here.
Commissioner Lindner?
Here.
Commissioner Veal?
Here.
Chair Fowl?
Present. Any unscheduled appearances at this time to address the commission on items not on the agenda? Seeing none. Any conflicts of interest to declare?
Not today.
We have to approve the minutes, sir.
Oh, Blair got me going to get this done so he could get home.
I approve everything.
Thank you for that.
Blair approves everything. All right, thank you, Tony. Approval of minutes, March 19, 2025. Is there a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Conflicts of interest to declare? Oh, minutes passed as submitted. Presentation of documents, the availability of public records, and the public hearing protocol are found in the agenda. I will read the right of appeal statement. Projects heard at this planning commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th day falls on a weekend, the appeal must be received the following business day. Please contact county clerk for information. Appeals must be submitted to the county clerk's office together with the appeal fee, of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review or the project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to Siskiyou County Planning at or prior to the public hearing. Any changes to the agenda?
Nope.
New business, agenda item number one, Indian Creek Subdivision Certificate of Correction, CC 2501. Rachel.
Staff report from Rachel Jarrett, Senior Planner. This project proposes to delete the 25-foot building setback line shown on the recorded map for the Indian Creek Subdivision about 3 miles north of the community of Happy Camp. The subdivision with the inclusion of a 25-foot building setback line was approved by the Board of Supervisors in 1955. Less than 1 month later, a countywide building setback line was established, rendering the 25-foot building setback line no longer appropriate or necessary. Siskiyou County Code and the Subdivision Map Act allow for corrections in this instance if the Planning Commission also finds that there is no additional burden on the fee owners of the properties. The correction will not alter any right, title, or interest in the properties, and the modification conforms to government code. The recommended required findings are detailed as Exhibit A2 in this staff report. Staff recommends that this project be determined to be exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15305 of the CEQA guidelines. Class 5 exemptions consist of minor alterations of land use limitations which do not result in any changes to land use or density. A corrected copy of page 3 of the staff report was provided prior to this meeting. The correction deleted the last sentence in the environmental review paragraph. It incorrectly stated that approval from both the Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors was required. However, pursuant to Siskiyou County Code Section 10-4.1101, only the Planning Commission approval is required. No comments have been received regarding this project, and staff recommends approval of this certificate of correction. There is a suggested motion in the packet. Thank you.
Any other correspondence on this project?
Nothing.
Okay. And we don't have any other departments present to comment. Any questions of commission of staff at this time? I will open the public hearing. Would the proponents like to come up and add anything to the record? Any opponents? Would you like to rebut the opponents? No? Okay. Then I will close the public hearing and commission discussion. Questions?
It seems like a long process to just go from a 25-foot setback to 20-foot. Is that the current setback now, 20-foot?
So we've had two other public hearings regarding this. Those were exception requests to the Pine Place Road setback. The county code that was approved a month after the subdivision, those were exceptions to that. In the first public hearing, it was an exception to the 50-foot setback. And then March, I believe, we reduced the 20-foot down to 10-foot. And the reason we have two separate public hearings is because initially it was not known that the Whites' proposed garage would encroach in the 20-foot. We only thought it was going to encroach in the 50-foot. And because of that, we only came with the 50-foot the first time. However, in between those two meetings, the Whites had their property surveyed, and it was discovered that their garage that they're hoping to build would actually encroach in the 20-foot as well. So we had to come back for the 20-foot. And then now we're here with a certificate of correction to flat out remove the 25-foot setback from all of that subdivision.
It was never 50-foot building setback, right?
So the fifth, no. So right now, if this gets approved today and they record a certificate of correction, and if the Board of Supervisors approved of the exception request, because for exception requests, both the Planning Commissioners and the Board have to approve it for some reason. So if they approve the exception request and the Planning Commission today approves this and the applicant subsequently files the recorded document, then the setback for the Pine Place the Pine Place Road would be 10 feet, because that's what was decided for the exception
request. The building setback will be 10 feet?
10 feet from the front property line.
And that will be an exception?
That's an exception to the
county,
setbacks.
Well, so, long way.
Yes. It's been a process.
So this is for lots 1 through 10, well, 1 through 9, that border Pine Place. We've already taken care of the Indian Creek Road setback, correct?
No, this is for all of the lots in the subdivision. However,
so
there are two lots shown on this map that actually are not part of the subdivision. They're lot 13 and 17. They were privately owned by some other individual, and although they're mapped on here, they're not technically part of this subdivision.
Okay, but this will apply to them also?
It will get rid of this building setback line for this entire subdivision.
Okay, so 1 through 17, what we have before us today, we don't have to deal with setbacks on Pine Place and Indian Creek Road as long as I'm on the commission.
I can't think of an instance that it would come back to you.
That is the correct answer. I'll entertain a motion.
Yeah. I'll make a motion. So I move that we adopt resolution PC 2025-009, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, determining the project exempt from CEQA and approving Certificate of Correction CC-25-01 to the Indian Creek Subdivision, Town Map, Book 3, at pages 1 and 1A.
Is there a second?
So moves.
Commissioner Mello seconds. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Double checking on this. This one is a
roll call. Commissioner Hart?
Yes.
Commissioner Mello?
Yes.
Commissioner Lindler?
Yes.
Commissioner Veal?
Yes.
Chair Fowle?
Yes. Let the record show unanimous approval. Thank you all for being here.
You just thought building a garage was going to be simple.
All for want of a garage, eh?
Yeah. We didn't know it was going to be a big commotion, but it's been entertaining.
Thank you for that, sir.
All right. Item number 3.1, ongoing staff update regarding GPU.
Yes, so yesterday at the Board Supervisors meeting, the Board approved the vision statement and guiding principles with a few modifications.
The modifications
are? So all of the modifications, modifications were just geared towards the visioning statement. They didn't have any regarding the guiding principles. So within the vision statement, where it read, to build a sustainable, prosperous future for all, Siskiyou County strives to improve the lives of workers, visitors, and residents alike by focusing on the following priorities. They wanted the removal of visitors because they wanted it geared towards locals and residents, and that it should be assumed that visitors are already, receive the same benefit.
A political change.
Yes.
Okay.
The bullet point that read, diversifying and expanding business opportunities based on agricultural, the natural resources economy, outdoor recreation, and local tourism. They requested to add new and emerging industries within that bullet point as well. The bullet point that read, emphasizing private property rights while encouraging sound stewardship of renewable resources and working landscapes. They also wanted to add that the county supports the preservation of private property rights. And then lastly, the bullet point that read, working with tribal partners to support sustainable forest management practices. They struck out the sustainable forest management practices and reworded the bullet point to simply just state working and continued coordination and collaboration with tribal partners.
Still has the same, okay.
Yeah, so we're happy that's approved so we can move on to the next steps. The consultant team has been working on the zoning code task and the general plan preparation tasks. So these both will in tandem go on through the end of October. The next key steps, the consultant team will be sending us what they're calling a zoning code diagnostics report, which I'm going to assume is going to be telling us all the issues that are in our code that we already know about. And then there'll be a kickoff meeting to kind of decide where we go from there and how we're going to reformat and all of that.
So the potential reformatting and addressing the hiccups that they find, will that meeting, that discussion, be with us planning commission, or will it be with staff, and then staff is going to come to us with recommendations and then head up to the supervisors at the project?
I'm unclear what the kickoff meeting will be. I'll get more information on that, if it's supposed to be internal or if it's going to be a public meeting. I mean, I would assume we have a lot of asks with the zoning code, right? And based on funding, I would assume we're probably going to have to prioritize, the big fixes and changes and go from there. But I'll get more information on how it's going to play out.
Over the last 20 plus years here, I know we have many members of the public who have brought up issues and concerns with zoning. And I think if it is possible that a public meeting would be warranted to address, because I believe all of those individuals are still alive.
Okay.
And may have some valuable input as to how we move forward with that.
Yes, and I know, of course, we'll have public meetings for the zoning code drafts and things like that, but that's a good point, and I'll see with the consultant team how we're able to weave that in prior.
I think if we could, do it at one of these meetings, we will more than likely have an attendance. I do not have faith that the breakout, reach-out type meetings will have the attendance that may be desired, so we could save money on that, devote the resources to a public hearing, even if it goes long. I think that would be money better spent.
Yes, I agree. And we have the Zoom option here too, so folks can log in. And that's all I have for updates related to that.
Questions for Ms. Lang?
I just have one quick question. So like with the zoning changes, is it going to potentially allow more by right activities within each zone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And so obviously it's important we know about what those big changes are before the EIR, because that's where that relationship will be pertinent.
I can think of a few myself.
Yes. But that's definitely a priority.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we get to it on item three. Actually, it should be item four. The agenda is incorrect. We don't go 3-3.
Oh, sorry.
So, miscellaneous, which is item four. 4-1, future meeting, the next meeting, May 21st at 9 a.m. And as a heads up, I may not be here for that meeting, so Vice Chair, set that aside, May 21st. That will be the first round of playoffs, and playoffs tend to be for D5 on Wednesdays.
Am I the vice chair?
I think you are.
No, Tony.
Oh, Tony. Yeah. So you better be here, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Because I won't be here on that one either.
If we get a bye, I'll be here. If we don't get a bye, I won't be here.
Yeah, on May 21st, I'm in Bishop for that. It's the old days.
Is it May or
May? May 21st.
I'm a for sure.
She's a for sure. I'm a 50-50. Okay. If we get a bye, I'm here. Okay. If we don't get a bye, I'll be gone.
Okay, cool. Just as long as we have a quorum.
Yep. Number two, correspondence.
So under correspondence, this wasn't forwarded, but I was going to mention it under staff comments, so I'll just fold it into that. We received correspondence from Jesse McNames and Andy Brown regarding the JH Ranch project, which was approved yesterday by the Board of Supervisors at the second reading. That correspondence was related to the condition of approval we added regarding the development and implementation of the fuels reduction plan. Rick, did you want to add?
Yeah, certainly. So after consultation with their chief of staff, we determined that they would track that and not bring it to the plan commission. Essentially, the path they were going on was to challenge that condition number 18 and dial it back specifically to just 4291 regulations and not have the additional management plan in place. Advise that would be ill to do that, essentially, because the path they were going to bring back to the Planning Commission, have further discussion on it, and forego the progress that we have made to the second reading before government. So, short story has been retracted, and not an issue. So, currently we are working on a management plan with both Mr. McDaniels, JH staff, myself, OES, and Supervisor Howard is kind of in the mix also for reasons. So that's where we're at.
Okay. I was contacted by Bob Johnson. No, he contacted Jess Harris having this discussion. Understand the avenue that it's moving through, and I'm fine with that. There was an interesting thought brought up by Mr. Johnson, which I hadn't really thought about, but it makes sense. And this is not JH specific. This is in general. When we have a project that comes before us, we as a planning commission come up with conditions for approval that may or may not be mitigation measures in order to come up with findings to allow us as the commission to move ahead and approve said project. Most of the time, the conditions that we apply are via a state agency, i.e. CDFW, North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, SMARA, CAL FIRE, run down the acronym of state agencies. But it is either state law or a regulation that has gone through the process and is on the books that the general public needs to follow to do a certain activity. Black and white, pretty darn easy. We also rely on county ordinance. What is in our general plan, what may be in Scott Valley area plan, and we apply that so the project can go forward. We do on occasion, and not necessarily on one type of project, have come up with conditions to create something which there is no detailed direction via ordinance, regulatory language, or state law to abide by. We apply a condition that is an idea.
Yeah.
And it came up in this case with JH, a fuel loads management reduction plan. The county has no such plan. The state has no such plan. Now, the state does have 4290, 4291, 4292. OES has their standards to follow. And I was very appreciative of Bob's call, because I think we need to be cognizant when we're applying conditions to projects that we have basis in either law, ordinance, or agency regulation to hold that or define that condition. And this was an interesting situation that kind of brought that to light for me. We have had some projects over the last 20 years where we've applied a condition, but we haven't necessarily had the guidance at the county level for that said condition, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
And I was thankful for Jesse's letter. I know he worked on it with Bob, and I get where they're going with it, and it makes sense, but I also understand, and I think it's great, hey, Jesse and Bob can work with OES and the county. Supervisor Howe will move through this, but we need to file that away in the back of our mind when we're coming up with conditions on projects to make sure it's based on ordinance, regulatory approved agency reg, or state law, and not kind of an idea, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, sir. And just to add on to that a little bit, the other aspect of it is the enforcement piece, right? So within that plan that's discussed, who's going to be responsible to look at and make sure that that is in place? Obviously, we don't have a professional force here, our staff. We do a general overview inspection as an organized camp. You know, we get conditions that we all are familiar with all the time. So this is going to be a hybrid conversation, basically we'll line it out between OES and our department. We'll get to it. Yep. It is also.
Have you got a gray area example of a condition that we've imposed?
Well, this one was a prime example. Our condition was to develop a fuel loads reduction plan. There is no such thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, CAL FIRE has guidance under certain codes.
42.
The 4290 series, which is black and white. This is what you need to do to meet each of these. It's clearly defined, but it's not called a fuel load reduction plan. The county, in our condition, what we passed was create a fuel load reduction plan, but the parameters for what that needs to look like were never defined. It was an idea.
Yeah.
Granted, we did have the discussion. It'll be county staff, OES, CAL FIRE, responsible parties would be involved in creating this. But as we look at it from a legal aspect, we're requiring a project proponent to come up with a document, which there's no definition of what that document should look like.
Right.
It was create this document, but work with these people to do it.
Yeah. Insurance companies have a fuel reduction plan that they impose on homeowners that is their decision.
Oh, and it's a 40-step plan. I just got the new one from Nationwide, and I think I'm going to be telling them to go to hell.
No, I mean, it's...
But, yeah, it's a very in-depth. We as a county don't have that.
Right.
But
right.
We were saying, create this with these people. Well, what is this? Mm-hmm. what are the sidelines, the inlines, what are the items to be included? We talked about the idea, but not the black and white.
My understanding, though, was that, you know, and this was me talking to JH outside of this because they contacted me, is that they were wanting to implement a fuel hazard reduction, which is a framework within the force practice rules. There's a permit, and that's what I was going to consult with them, and hence why I was going to recuse myself when it came to pass. But that's what I thought we were asking. So if it was something outside of that fuel hazard reduction plan.
And that's the exact point. You had an idea of what you thought was being conditioned. I had my thought of what was being conditioned. We all could have been a little bit different.
Yep.
And that's not a service to the project proponent nor the county when we all have an idea but we don't have it spelled out. This is what a fuel load reduction plan entails.
Yeah. And there's a, and in the force practice rules, there's the fuel hazard reduction emergency. It's a 1052. And then there's a 1038 fuel hazard. But that's what I was thinking. But
and those weren't even mentioned or itemized in the condition. And that's where I thought the discussion was healthy to have.
Yeah.
As we move forward with other projects, let's make sure the condition is not just an idea, but it's based in ordinance, law, or reg.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Sarah, I have a comment about 4290. This has been a number of years ago. A friend of ours in Anderson had a, what they called a mini ranch. He had a house and he had a barn and they had one steer, but he had these blackberry bushes and he'd grow blackberries. That were, I mean, they were delicious. 4290 told him that they he had to trim his blackberry bushes away from the barn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he told him to shove it.
Well.
And it caused a big hassle.
Yeah.
But in the end, excuse me, let's talk about what happened in Southern California recently. You can have all the regulations in the world, but if Mother Nature's working against you, you're screwed.
Well,
if you don't enforce the regulation,
that's it.
Then you have the problem.
I understand that.
Because there was a study done on the car fire, and I don't quote me on this number, but it was something like 90% of the homes did not meet fire safe regulations that burned, even though the inspections were being done. And it's going to get worse because, as I think I mentioned at the last meeting, there's a new, within 4290, they call it Zone 1 and Zone 2. There's actually going to be a new zone that just went through the Board of Forestry called a Zone 0, which is no vegetation within 5 feet of any permitted structure.
And that's the new insurance standard to get insurance.
How about a wood fence?
And no wood fence within 5 feet.
Fence.
You have to have like a metal gate and then wood.
It has to be roofing material under your eaves.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
I'm glad I'm as old as
I've been on those meetings. And it's going to start with new construction and then phase into existing is what I was heard.
Or if you want insurance, you've got to jump in on it now, depending on upon your insurer. Nationwide's already adopted those.
Yeah.
They're telling us what we need to do to maintain our insurance. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah. They're even looking, some of the insurance agencies are even looking at what type of yard furniture you have.
Yep.
If you have yard wood furniture, wood planters, so cement siding. That's why when we remodeled our house, I have.
It's going to hammer California. Yeah. Major economic impact.
But, you know, you think about an insurance, insures against risk, and we have high-risk fuels with people naively not understanding how vegetation burns.
Yeah, blackberry bushes. Yeah. Those are
flat. Okay, anything else on the correspondence?
I do.
Where are you going to add in state and federal endangered species?
That is actually funny you should mention that. Our representative is meeting with the Wyoming representative. And that is on the docket now to be revisited, the Endangered Species Act, at the congressional level for modernizing it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's your opportunity to participate with Commissioner Hart.
I'll pass.
Yeah.
How about the dire wolf? Is it
your grant?
And then I just had one thing to bring up in correspondence. I was on a resources agency meeting on Friday. I don't know if you guys were on it. But the governor, he actually showed up at the meeting, which was kind of, I haven't been on a Zoom call with the governor before. But anyhow, he issued, beginning of March, an executive order for fuels reduction projects to waive CEQA for fuel hazard reduction. So I don't know if the county has any of those projects going. I know our firm does, but just FYI, there's an exemption, and they're going to be opening up a portal to submit your NOE this week.
Seth and Kent and Mr. Roth were very happy to hear that, because they've got a laundry list there in Scott Valley that they were waiting for CEQA to be done. And with that, they can just keep moving forward until it becomes a fire risk.
Yeah.
Oh, you should see the east side hill above our house now. It is beautiful. Green grass and oak trees, and not a single plum brush. No deer brush. Nothing. No junipers. They've all been gone. Ripped out.
Would you like some more?
Nope.
they're just growing like star thistle.
Oh.
Yeah, they are. They have been for decades.
We've got two ranches on the east side completely cleared. The only thing up there is oaks and grass.
It's all right. I got a subdivision mad that I got rid of 1,300 acres of junipers because now they can't go trespass.
All right. So we are staff comments.
Do you have anything else?
No, sir.
No.
Okay. Commissioner comments.
I have just a question. Is there a lot of applicants in the pipeline, or is it slow period, or what's going on?
It seems to be a little bit of a lull right now, as far as the planning commission.
Shh, don't say that. We're working on the general plan of the day.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as application, you'd think there would be some out there.
Yeah. We have some folks that are hanging around in event situation.
Yeah.
Nothing presented to us yet.
Yeah, Bernadette's working on the Williams and Ash surveys. It's the time of the year for her to do that, so I know she's been working with.
But I mean, no new subdivisions or anything like that? Mm-mm. Okay.
Any other commissioner comments?
Thank you.